With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration is upping the pressure on Israel, saying that when it resumes its ground campaign in Gaza, it must operate with greater precision in consideration of Palestinian civilians.
The Biden administration wants Israel to avoid more large-scale civilian casualties or mass displacement like what occurred before the current temporary ceasefire. Israel's ground campaign is aimed at eradicating the Hamas militant group, but there's been international and domestic pressure about the rising Palestinian death toll, which is at more than 13,000 people. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to return to the Middle East this week as the U.S. hopes to find a way to further extend the ceasefire and get more hostages released. Donna Water, Washington.
And with the Gaza ceasefire extended for a couple of days, more captives are expected to be released today. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's request for almost $106 billion in additional war aid is facing some obstacles in Congress.
Some Republican lawmakers want to isolate the money for Israel. Others want to attach border security measures to the international aid. The National Security Council's John Kirby says the funding is urgently needed.
The figures in that supplemental request are well informed by our Ukrainian partners and our Israeli partners. We didn't just pull those figures out of thin air.
Kirby says it's a critical time, especially for the Ukrainian army, with the winter months arriving. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Eben Gerskovich is going nowhere. A Moscow court extending the Wall Street Journal reporter's stay in a Russian prison through the end of January. Gerskovich is jailed on spy charges, allegations he vigorously denies. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 18 points. This is SRN News. Malta has been known for its large, elaborate nativity scene since the 1600s. This year, several are on display at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
The three that we have on exhibit this year are roughly 5 foot by 5 foot. And all the figures, you know, the Holy Family, the shepherds, the wise men, they're all hand carved. So in themselves, each figurine is a piece of art, and then to have, you know, a dozen or 15 or even 30 of these in a single display is really quite beautiful.
Spokesman Jeffrey Kloa says the artwork is a product of the country's faith.
It has a very long tradition of a Christian nation. In fact, in their constitution, they're specifically a Christian nation. Beautiful churches and cathedrals all over the country.
The nativity scenes will be on display at the Museum of the Bible through New Year's. More details, museumofthebible.org. This is SRN News. U.S. authorities are closing a Texas border crossing to vehicles and limiting traffic at an Arizona crossing to shift more resources to illegal entries.
The decision is the latest sign of how fast-changing illegal migration routes are challenging the government to keep up. Customs and Border Protection said it was closing one of two bridges to vehicles on Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. The town of about 30,000 people was the busiest corridor for illegal crossings for a while last year. The federal agency is reducing vehicle entries in Lukeville, Arizona, as well. The remote desert crossing has become a major migration route. Keith Peters reporting.
All American first ladies and multiple presidents, including her husband, 99-year-old Jimmy Carter, will be there when the late Rosalynn Carter is memorialized today at a funeral at Glenn Memorial Church in Atlanta. Mrs. Carter died earlier in the month at her home in Plains, Georgia, age 96. More details, SRNnews.com.